Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine. I am Ken Levine, your podcast host. Thanks for joining this week. And what I want to talk about in this particular episode is a form of comedy called comedy misdirection. So I'm going to talk about it, and then I am going to play an example. This is a 10-minute play that I wrote a couple of years ago. And, well, tell you about that first so that you know where the play comes from. I'm involved in a local theater in the Southern California area called the Ruskin Theater in Santa Monica. And once a month, they have what they call their cafe plays. And those are one-day play festivals. You get 5 playwrights, and at 8:30 in the morning, we are all given the same topic. And we are given 2 headshots of 2 actors, and we have to write a 10-minute play starring those actors, pretty much set in a cafe, because the only props and sets that you are allowed is a table and a couple of chairs. And then when you finish in 3 hours, the actors and the directors come and they stage it and learn it. And then that night at 7:30, an audience is invited and they actually do the plays. So we pretty much have 3 hours to write a 10-minute play. And it's an awful lot of fun. It's a great challenge. And there are times when it comes off great, and then there are times when it's just a train wreck. But in this case, the play that I will be sharing with you, it came off pretty well. Okay, so that's what you're going to be hearing. What is comedy misdirection? Well, basically, it's two people having a conversation, but one thinks it's about one topic, while the other thinks it's a different topic. And if done well, then every line has a double meaning. And oftentimes, it is set off by, say, a word with 2 meanings. And person A thinks that it's one meaning, and person B thinks it's another. And the key to making this work is that the audience has to know beforehand what each character thinks the word is. So when they're saying these lines and are somewhat confused by the responses, we, the audience, in on the joke, we hopefully laugh. It's very tricky, as you can imagine, and as a result, each line has to be very carefully constructed. But when it works, like I say, you can get a laugh on practically every line. And the good news is there's no jokes. You're not writing jokes. And if you pick up a script, you don't know what the premise is, and you just open it to the middle and you just start reading it, you have no idea that it's a comedy. It's just going to sound like a conversation between 2 people. You have no idea that based on the context, every line is, in theory, supposed to be funny. Now, to work best, I found that if you have some kind of, say, interview, you have one person asking questions and the other answering questions, and again, they both think that they're talking about something else, then it seems to work the best. At least that's what I found. So I don't remember exactly what the topic was this particular month, but I called the play Polar Opposites. And it's basically two people who take very different meanings away from the word pole. And it stars Rachel Hardesty and Kevin Elan. And it was directed by Lou Saliba. And this was done, again, at the Ruskin Theater in Santa Monica. Quality is not the greatest on this. It was just a iPhone held up. But you'll get the idea. So here is an example of comedy misdirection.
Yeah, I'm at Starbucks. Hiring a new pole dancer. I had to let Bambi go. I need someone who's willing to really interact with the customers, if you catch my drift. Shit, I don't have a pen. Let me go to the counter, get one, then talk to you later.
Hey, no, I just walked into a job interview. You know what, the voicemail from my recruiter was really garbled, so all I heard was pole, but since I've been a political pollster for 9 months, I think it sounds perfect. Wish me luck. Okay, bye.
Shelley Fisher?
Yes, Mr. Smith.
You could just call me Lester. Or Junior Lollipops, which is my nickname.
Lester sounds fine.
Please, sit.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind that we're meeting at Starbucks.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, the people I work with are always on the move. In this business, there's no time to have a permanent location, right?
Exactly. There's always going to be that night when you say, pack it up and let's get the hell out of here. I know with hashtag Me Too and that shit, there's certain things I can't ask you, like your religion.
Right.
And your age.
Jewish.
Gotcha. I hope what I do ask is appropriate. As you know, our line of work isn't exactly pristine.
Tell me about it. Spend 3 weeks in Iowa. I mean, what goes on in the back room of a Des Moines Holiday Inn? Whew. Let me tell you, those boys aren't just pressing the flesh, if you know what I mean.
Well, I do now. Check out Iowa.
Started on New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, too. I'm learning a lot. How long have you been doing this?
For money?
Yeah.
Since I was 16.
Wow.
But I was doing volunteer work for a number of years before.
And your folks were okay with that?
Of course. My parents are big proponents of polling.
I admire your initiative.
Thank you. It's my experience with the polls that got me into USC.
You know, I thought a lot about that school.
Let me tell you, I am very determined. I will be there from open till close, and then even after it closes, if the numbers aren't adding up right.
God, you sent me an angel.
Also, I am very comfortable with standing on a street corner.
You'd think with a USC degree, you wouldn't have to.
If that wasn't USC, my sorority trained me for that.
Really?
The Tri Deltas. I mean, it's pretty much their motto.
I missed out on so much going to Trump University.
The tri-belts were always trying to marry the men, but I was just trying to rack up those statistics.
Well, this job is inside work, but I'm curious, what would a good day be for you standing on the corner? 6, 10?
Are you kidding? At least 100. Wow.
I'm surprised you can still walk.
And I was expecting that on a tri-belt, girl. Hey,
if you have any sisters looking for work, have them call me.
Will do.
You say your name is Shelley.
Correct.
Do you go by any aliases?
What do you mean?
Bambi, or Venus. Or Vixen.
Well, I guess Shulamit.
Shulamit?
That's my Hebrew name.
We've never had a Shulamit before. Well, what the hell? It's exotic and has meat in it.
That's what my dad like calls me, and he's always with me.
Always? He must be very reformed. aside from the corner, when you work, do you wear anything special?
Nothing.
An angel. An absolute angel.
If you don't mind me asking, who's funding this? Is it CNN, NBC, ABC?
We pay in cash.
Oh, then Fox.
Actually, the less you know, the better.
Right. Got it. Avoid the bias. Well, no matter organization's name, I just want you to know that I think you're doing a great service to America.
You do.
Our proud nation thanks you.
You must really want this job.
What patriotic girl wouldn't?
Do you have a record?
No.
Good.
I don't sing.
Very.
I do dance, though.
Of course you do. What's your favorite dance? Okay, well, that'll be interesting in Inglewood.
If this does go well, do you think I could ask you for a recommendation?
Sure.
Thanks. I'm trying to get on Ted Cruz's staff, and I think this is just the thing to get me hired.
I know Ted Cruz, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Awesome.
Okay, normally I'd ask you to take off your clothes now, but we're at Starbucks.
Wait, what? Take off my clothes? How dare you?
Really? You service 100 guys a day and you're offended by that?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You can't do this job without taking off your clothes.
Why would I have to be naked to ask people what they feel about voting restrictions?
What job do you think this is?
A political pollster, isn't it?
No, it's a pole dancer.
A pole dancer?
It's still yours if you want it.
A pole dancer?
Soon to be an Olympic event.
I have never been so offended in my life. Ugh, good day, sir.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
No, I don't jump out of cakes.
Not that, although, nice image. How much do you make a day as a pollster?
200?
This pays 2,000.
A night? Every night?
Maybe more. If I transfer you to Santa Monica, I can see dollar bills flying your way when you've been having tequila.
No, still, no.
You can pay off your student loans. USC is very expensive unless you play football.
When people think of Trojans, they don't think of sex.
Well, actually, you do.
No, you know what? The money sounds nice, but my only agenda is to further my career. So goodbye.
Hey, you're back.
Do you really know Ted Cruz?
Okay, there you go. Here's your example of comedy misdirection, Polar Opposites. And again, it was starring Rachel Hardesty and Kevin Elaine, and it was directed by Lou Saliba. And it's a form of comedy that, again, it's tricky, but it's kind of fun. We used it a lot at Cheers, I remember. And I don't have the line specifically, but I recall that in the first season, there was a conversation between Sam and Diane, and for some reason, Sam thought she was talking about sex, and she thought she was talking about yoga. And so when he's asking her questions, she says, yeah, she likes to do it a couple of times a day, and she likes to do it in public. She just gets her mat out in the middle of a park and just does it. And again, every line seemed to work. So that's, you know, just another quill in your comedy bag, the form of comedy misdirection. Okay, kind of a short episode this week, but hopefully you got some laughs. Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister Butler, to Howard Hoffman, to Bruce and Jason Miller. And again, if you have any questions, because I'm going to be doing this again very soon, because I'm getting a lot of questions from you guys. Thank you so much for that, by the way. But anyway, send them to me at HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. That's HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine, where I showcase a number of my cartoons, some that have sold to The New Yorker and other publications, and others that were rejected. You get to see my rejects, and you decide whether or not they should have been in The New Yorker. And that'll do it. We will see you again next week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye. Hollywood and Levine.